Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, October the 11th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on the Podbean page, over to the left, under Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So, let me inform you about what will happen if you decide you would like to listen to 3 free shows. By sending me an email, I will then be able to send you 3 shows, which will give you some idea of my work here. And so I think at this point I will proceed to an analysis and a synopsis of today's show. Well, basically, economic activity has slowed down, and a lot of firms are feeling compelled to slash their payrolls. So I give a list of about 12 different companies that have lost, either gone under or lost significant payrolls, and what their prospects are. Then I will talk about how it is, or how it was in the past, economists wouldn't presume to tell us what interest rates should be. They merely observed and tried to understand. Of course, now they've discovered the hands-on approach. And of course, they get big salaries for advising and directing and pontificating. All a load of nonsense, but that's the world today. So the next thing I will talk about is farm subsidies. The fact that the government gives these subsidies to these huge farming complexes, and the net result is that the free money simply makes Americans fatter and sicker. And you know, it's not really fair. Washington interferes in the private sector by picking winners and losers. But again, that's the way our society works. I'll be talking quite a lot about that. Then I will be discussing how it is that trading is a matter of luck, and how, to be quite frank, it doesn't really matter what you do. Over time, the luck is what either makes you money or sends you into penury. And of course, most people lose money in investing anyway, so that answers that question, if ever you had one. Then I'll talk about the history of inequality. It's quite interesting. I'm not going to go into the moralistic issues of politics and demographics, but inequality goes up and down in cycles. So I'll be talking quite a lot about that today. Then I will give you some clues as to how you can predict the imminent arrival of the general collapse. You'll see the rich people selling their yachts, their luxury cars, their motorbikes. You'll get a pretty good feeling about how quickly we are heading into a very, very serious, a grim depression, the likes of which has never been seen before. Then I will talk about how trade deficits are essential. The US has the world's reserve currency because it has a trade deficit. The money flows to other countries, and eventually, of course, it has to come back to the United States because that's the only country where the money is useful. So to do that, you need trade deficits where you have a large amount of money coming in and not going out so quickly. Then I will talk about how recently many discount and smaller firms have gone to zero commissions in their trading, and to see how that is likely to pan out over time. And then I will just finish with a quick comment about Daimler, the German automobile giant, which is from now on only going to be developing electric vehicles. They will still be making combustion engines, but internal combustion engines, but basically all their research and development will from now on go into developing electric vehicles, so they won't be coming out with any new internal combustion engines again. They will just be developing electric vehicles. Okay, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you on an individual basis, upon demand or request, 3 free shows, and like that you can sample the content of information that I provide in the twice weekly broadcasts. All you have to do, just send me an email, and in the subject line write sample shows, and I will do the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you, hopefully, make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, feel free, select any 3 shows from the archives, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because that'll give you some idea of how I treat everyday issues. So let me finish. Let me give you my quick contact information, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page gives a commentary which is a little bit too short for the show, but something that I think you should know about. So the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And I have a Twitter address which is just for the quick one-liners, but they're fun, so do have a look at that page as well from time to time. The address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM for my initials, RM Wake Up Call. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin saying back at you on Monday. Until then, bye-bye.